The group says its fighters destroyed three large oil pipelines in Bayelsa State of southern Nigeria. In an email message to journalists, main spokesman Jomo Bomo said the attack cut the power at a nearby export facility owned by Italian oil company Agip. The group vows to attack pipelines, platforms and support vehicles in the coming days to disrupt oil exports. A spokesman for the Bayelsa State government, Akia Wilson, calls the attack a criminal act.
This morning we just woke up to hear that they've attacked, you know, some oil facilities in Brass and Akasa. Because it is pure criminality. We have confirmed through our process. Government will do something about it. And that government's reaction. Government is looking into it. And government will get to the bottom of the matter. That's all we can say.
MEN, which is considered the best organized militant group in Nigeria, also released pictures of foreign oil workers seized a week ago from an offshore oil facility. The hostages, six of them, were casually dressed and looked well, except perhaps a bit tense. The group, which claims to be fighting for a larger share of the country's oil wealth to go to local communities, has carried out kidnappings, car bombings, and other attacks in its campaign to cripple the oil industry. MEN also seeks the release of two leaders on trial on treason and corruption charges. Oil exports are down about 25 more cuts if the violence escalates. Nigeria is Africa's largest oil exporter. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.